President Mills will deliver the State of the Nation address to Parliament next Thursday, the 17th of this month. This is in accordance with Article 67 of the Constitution. The Speaker, Mrs. Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, announced this in Parliament today. Here is a report from our parliamentary correspondents, Issa Shaibu and Stephen Kweye.
Article 67 of the 1992 Constitution states that the President shall, at the beginning of each session of Parliament and before the dissolution of Parliament, deliver to Parliament a message of the state of the nation. The President's appearance in the House next week will be his first to Parliament since the beginning of this session, as enshrined in the Constitution. In a related development, the Parliamentary Select Committee on Education has proposed that the Architectural and Engineering Services Limited, AESL's rule as supervisory body be changed to that of regulatory agent in the construction industry and allow the private consultants to take over. This is against the backdrop of the inability of AESL consultants to live up to expectations. This recommendation is contained in a report of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Education and Monitoring of Debt Fund Sponsored Projects in some selected regions. The report, which was read at the stakeholders' meeting in Parliament House and signed by the chairman of the committee, Matthias Kruger, identified 12 bottlenecks in the execution of debt fund sponsored projects. The committee recommends strict enforcement of the contractual agreement and application of sanctions where necessary.
That was a report from our correspondents in Parliament.